From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Melanie Lukasiewicz reports at Capital Region Independent Media that the town of Greenville is expected to raise water rates by 26% at the April 17th town meeting. Town Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, We haven't had a water rate increase in Greenville in more than 15 years. I really and truly think that if we had to do it all over again, we would have increased by 1.5% or 2% each year, so the people aren't smacked upside the head with a 26% increase, end quote. Engineers are still determining how large the increase will be. For an average user, the current water rate of $56.20 for 10,000 gallons of water a quarter would increase to around $70 a quarter. The town is also discussing voting for a change for a final meter reading when a home is sold. Mako also said his town can't get the water meter reading software to work properly, with incorrect bills resulting. Mako said, and I quote, sometimes it just goes berserk, end quote. Read more about this story in the Upstater. While New York Governor Kathy Hochul and many officials in the Hudson Valley have bemoaned the affordable housing crisis, there are not many affordable housing projects being built. But the Berkshire Eagle has two stories about affordable housing projects coming soon in western Massachusetts. Great Barrington recently approved Habitat for Humanity's affordable housing project with 20 homes to come off Route 41 North Plains Road. And another developer is proposing a second affordable housing complex in Lenox, just north of his current Bushwood Farm project. That plan, if approved, would add 65 rental apartments in 5 townhouses. See the Berkshire Eagle for more details about these stories. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that at least 4 large swastikas, racist slurs against black people, anti-gay slurs and expletives in the sand at Lake Mansfield Swimming Beach in Great Barrington. James Garzone, who was walking in the beach April 12, spotted the images, which included the names Wallace and Claire. Garzone said it appeared the racist displays were created with a yellow sand fork and green toy shovel. While there are no surveillance cameras at the beach, police are working with security from nearby Bard College at Simon's Rock. There was a swastika carved into the bathroom stall at Simon's Rock in 2019, and another painted on the side of a church in 2020 in Great Barrington. There was also a swastika painted on a section of a rail trail in Adams last year. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Cooksackie Village Board of Trustees voted to allow the construction of a self-service kayak rental kiosk at Riverside Park. Upstate Kayak Rental will charge $60 for 3 hours with a pair of kayaks between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Upstate Kayak has 15 rental locations, including in Coymans and Bethlehem. Cooksackie Mayor Mark Evans said, and I quote, I think it will be a nice addition to the park and a nice amenity to people who want to kayak who've never kayaked, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.